Continuing with Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ وَزِينَةُ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Know that the worldly life is a play, an amusement, a show, mutual boasting amongst you, and a quest for more riches and children. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ. It is like a rain. أعجب الكفار نباته, whose vegetation seemed attractive to the tiller. كفار here doesn't mean kafir, but it means the farmer. ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا. It dries up and you see it turning yellow. ثم يكون حطاما. And then it is reduced to trampled grass. وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان. And in the year after there is a severe punishment and forgiveness as well from Allah and His pleasure. وما الحياة الدنيا في ال... وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. This world is nothing but an enjoyment. This world is nothing but an enjoyment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the reality of life in this world in this particular manner, saying that it is mere play, amusement, decoration. Everything in this world appears to be very beautiful, attractive, and those who have a great deal of wealth will be boasting amongst each other about that, their wealth and their children. But when people begin to do this, they quickly forget Allah, who had granted all this wealth to them. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Takathur, Al-Hakum At-Takathur, rivalry in amassing wealth has destroyed you until you reach the graves. Allah in this verse goes on to say that this world has a transitory nature to it. That the example of this world is like rain which feed the plants that amaze the farmers. Therefore after it dries, and you'll see it becomes yellow, and it's only reduced to bits. When rain falls, plants and vegetation begin to flourish. Plantation begin to grow very well, and farmers are extremely happy with the growth. However, as time takes its toll on the fields, they start to dry up and become yellow. And not long after that, they are reduced to nothing, a far cry from what they were. It is the same way with this world. While everything appears to be beautiful, enticing, people forget the end result. They then engage in all types of illicit activities to earn wealth, and this leads them to cheat, to bribe, to even swindle, to rob, to steal people, all in the endeavor to amass wealth. Many of those who earn their wealth in a halal manner also fall prey to love of this world when they begin to neglect their farais and wajibah duties while earning. There are very few people who are conscious of halal and haram when it comes to earning and who avoid sinning in the process. And it is tragic that many people make their livelihood a curse for themselves, flouting the sharia, subjecting themselves to the punishment of the after. And that is the reminder in the end of this verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. And in the year after there is a severe punishment. That is for those who disobey. On the contrary, in one sense, the year after shall hold forgiveness and pleasure for the believers, those who abstained from haram earnings and who spend their wealth in the right cause. Instead of their wealth being a curse or a severe punishment for them in the akhirah, it will be a means of forgiveness and pleasure. And then Allah ends this verse by saying that the life of this world is but a commodity of deception. Mata'ul ghurur. In this world, neither are the lives of people nor everything else eternal. The person who places his reliance in this world shall become negligent of the akhirah, where he will suffer for his negligence. And a true intelligent person is he who does not attach his heart to this world and who focuses his attention on the akhirah. And once it has become evident that this world and everything that it contains is of a fleeting nature, then naturally sound intelligence demands that people should rather be competing with each other in the race towards Allah's forgiveness and the permanent abode of the Akhirah. And that is what we are being called towards, to hasten towards the forgiveness of Allah and towards the abode of the Akhirah. There are various phases that man goes through. The word la'ib refers to play that has no purpose at all, like all the movements of children. Then you have lahu, amusement or pastime, is game or sport, meant initially for amusement and enjoyment, but it may serve also as other subsidiary purposes like physical exercise. It includes all sports of the bigger children, such as playing with a ball or swimming or target shooting. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had termed swimming and target shooting as good sports. The early stages of one's life is spent in plain amusement. Then comes a stage in his youth when he wants to adorn and dress to show his or her beauty, which is described as zina. And then comes a stage when man is tempted to prove his superiority over his mates and to make boastful claims. And in the old age, a keen competition and rivalry sets in to amass wealth and multiply children. And when man goes through a particular phase of life, he feels satisfied with it. But when that phase is over, he realizes how futile that phase was. For example, a child is most fascinated with this phase of life and regards the stage of laib, the goal of life. But then he realizes that that was nothing and then moves on to the next phase. And that is how we pass through this world. So that's an overview of verse number 20 of Surah Al-Hadid.